Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. Do the hucklebuck, do the hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steady will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello, people of Earth. Hucklebug Nation.
Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. This is episode 768 of the Hucklebug. That number has no significance.
7 + 6 does not equal 8. So
no, if it went 6, 7, 8, we have already done episode 6, 7, 8. That climbs up.
6, 7, 8. Well,
but yeah, they're out of order, so it doesn't work.
What's the joke? Why did 7?
No, why is 6 afraid of 7?
7 because 7, 8,
because
9.
7, 8,
right.
9. Yeah.
Right.
So when episode 7, 8, 9 comes along, we're going to have a good one.
Oh, we're going to have a great show.
You got a few weeks to wait for that one. All right. Let us begin with shout. No rips this week, correct?
No rips.
Unless I miss somebody.
Well, there was Lou Holtz, and that's a funny story, but
I don't know Lou Holtz.
The football coach.
No, I don't know him.
But that was a really funny story at work that made my sister crack up when I said it to her. But we're not going there.
No, we're not going there, no. Sorry, you guys. No funny stories this week.
No
rips. We're in too much of a hurry.
No funny rips.
No rips. No funny rips. No.
That's right. If you want the Lou Holtz story, just email me.
Email Bet, and she will send you a transcript.
Yes.
Transcripts available by request.
For a nominal fee.
Exactly. All right. So we will begin since there are no rips, we will begin instead with your shout outs. Roar. We begin on Facebook this week. We're just mixing it up for you guys.
Yeah.
Our first shout out under the episode on Facebook is for Kelly with an IE.
Kelly with an IE.
Why don't you take the first half and I'll take the second?
Well, she says, hi, ladies. Well,
hello.
We love you too, lady. Mm. Glad Bet has ice again.
Hooray.
Oh, Kelly, I have been drinking such cold drinks.
Oh, my goodness.
Last week. It's beautiful. Woohoo.
Water is no longer tepid.
Hope all your crazy weather is done for the year, messing with your water. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's beautiful here. It has been so beautiful here.
Yeah, you
today.
Said. That's nice.
For a while. But the people who apparently, I'm doing air quotes, say we're going to have one more really bad snow.
Yeah.
I hope not. But I hope it's done.
Yeah, I do too for your sake.
She said we got about 8, oh my God, 8 inches of soft, fluffy snow yesterday, and it's already off my driveway because nice and sunny today. I guess
there you go.
Where
that's
you live,
good.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And then
Kelly goes on to say, Steny, sorry about the week from hell. Oh, it's just continuing. Oh my God. But it's okay. I'm going into the most stressful week of the production that I'm directing. Like, we're just getting into tech and stuff. This is what we literally call hell week, but
we're going
into hell week early, and so my guess is it'll settle down again after that. She does say, glad you have joy with your play. I do, but I also have stress with my play. Wish me luck. We are buying a condo.
I love this.
So going from 3,112 square feet to 1,332. We're getting rid of 2/3 of our stuff. And I can walk across the street to work. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, if you're getting rid of your stuff, Kelly with an IE, I hope you have people like me who went out in Blacksburg when you moved. And they will just take everything you're getting rid of.
That's right.
You know, the old
like vacuum
cleaner.
Didn't she give me a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah,
that's what
a big a big bowl for your head, a hat, whatever.
A bowl or a hat, whichever. Yeah, I hope so too. Are you? What are you doing? You guys having a garage sale? How's that going?
Oh,
or are you just moving stuff into storage?
How's yeah, that or you, or I was gonna say you're just throwing it away.
I mean, she says she's getting rid of it. So
yeah, so
I would imagine most people, right? You do a throwaway pile, a donate pile, and a sell pile. So we'll see.
Yeah,
but that's. I mean, your quality of life is going to skyrocket when you can just walk across the street to work. That is so great. No commute.
Oh, man. I cannot even imagine.
It's such a huge difference. Thank you, Kelly with an IE, for your shout out. Let us move on to the missive here on the Facebook. How are we sorting here? Newest?
Newest, I don't have it. Michelle, the
dishy one.
You're so dishy.
I bet you think this shout-out's about you.
And it is. And I was hoping I could take this one.
She says,
the new Squeeze album is on my mind. And you know, all of you know, especially Tina, that we met through Squeeze. The reason that this podcast exists is we met through Squeeze.
That's true. Bet and I would never know each other without Squeeze.
And they were great in the early days, and then they waned a while, and then they went away.
And then they came back with stuff that wasn't maybe as good, but you know.
Right.
But there's always the old stuff to listen to.
But they seem to be back with a new album that might make us all happy. She says it's on her mind. Right. Why do I suspect that neither of you have heard it?
Well, you're right. I haven't heard it yet. Not yet.
I kind of miss our listening parties, and that's what we did back in the day.
Yeah.
But the new Squeeze album, to me, is so interesting, and I cannot wait to hear it.
It's a rock opera, right?
What? No, it's.
I thought it was a rock opera.
Well, it might be, but it's the song that they wrote as kids when they were first becoming Squeeze,
right?
And then they came back and reformatted them, and it's those old Squeeze songs none of us have heard.
Yes, exactly. Old stuff that none of us have heard. Exactly.
Right. Now, I think it's called Trixies, and I'm not sure why it is, but, you know, there you go. But I will never not love Squeeze this year.
Exactly.
I will find that album, and I will listen.
Agreed. Same here. I am desperately trying to find the post, but I can't. But I will tell you, the only thing I will say about the new Squeeze album is this. The way this news was broken to me that Squeeze had a new album is I was scrolling through Facebook, and no less a person than Jamie Lee Curtis herself had a post on her Facebook page about it, and she's psyched. So if it's good enough for Jamie Lee, it's good enough for me, goddammit.
She of the bitch face when you went to see her one night.
Yeah, that was when she did. Well, you know, it wasn't a bitch face so much as it was, please don't speak to me right now. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just trying to be a normal person.
Yeah.
Doing a thing. Oh, here it is. Yeah, she posted it yesterday at 6:32 a.m. with the caption, "Oh, thank you, God." As the Squeeze wrote a rock opera 5 decades ago, it's coming out now.
A rock opera? Well, maybe if she says it, then it is so.
She shared it. So this is from Chris Difford's page, I think. So,
I was
surprised to learn that Jamie Lee Curtis is a Squeeze fan, but not that surprised because she likes Elvis Costello well enough to go to his concert.
Exactly.
So, you know, I figured they're pretty, I feel like they're similar.
Yeah.
If you like Elvis, you'd like Squeeze and vice versa. So not too surprised. But that was how I heard about it. Not through my Squeeze buddies, but from Jamie Lee Curtis.
And I so hope Christopher Guest loves Squeeze as well.
Well, I would hope so. I, you know, I hope so for their sake. You know, it's I would imagine it's hard to be in a marriage if you don't share similar music tastes.
Oh, I cannot. Well, I've never been married, but I cannot even imagine.
Imagine if you were married and the guy liked, you know, death metal.
Exactly.
Anyway, back to your shout-outs.
One more
under the missive, and it's for Tina.
Tina,
stand in the place where you live.
Now leave us a comment.
Tina says, well, hello, girls. Forgot to leave a message on Hucklebug.com, but they are always too long anyway. Oh, that's not
oh,
true.
Oh, no, never too long, Tina.
Never
we
too
love
long. She says, have a good show, ladies.
We'll do our best. And, you know, this week, Tina and I on Messenger on Facebook had a little conversation back and forth.
Oh, nice.
Just having a good time, just talking to each other. Tina is the best. My teens, I love you so much.
Love you, Tina. Never stop being you.
Oh, never, ever.
Never, ever. Let us bounce over now to Hucklebug.com.
.com.
For our final shout out of the week, and it's for Donna.
Oh, Donna.
We have a shout out.
Donna is her name. Let's see.
Why don't you take the top one? Yeah, you take the top one and I'll take the middle.
Okay. Well, she says, just a quick comment, hopefully under the wire.
You're fine because I'm very late this week.
We love the Quilters doc, and I gotta see it. Very touching. And yes, Betsy, I like being Bet, but Betsy's okay.
Yeah.
You're right about us being quilt fans. Good memory.
Yeah.
I have quilts made one of my grandmothers and both of our grandmothers. And, you know, I have a quilt made from my Mama Bowles.
Mama Bowles, yeah.
Yeah, who made one for me, for Terry, and for Pat. All of the granddaughters of hers.
Yes. That's lovely. In my family, there were no quilters in my family that I'm aware of. Maybe there were some in prior generations. I had no great grandmother as a child. All the great grandmas were gone, long gone by the time I was born, and you know, only had two grandmothers growing up, and neither of them were quilters. But my mom's mom, Bomber, she was called Bomber because we couldn't say grandma when we were kids. We would say Bomo, so we said Bomber. Bomber was a crocheter, and so she made us all
baskets. Oh, yes. My granny learned to crochet, and she made so many of those quilts.
So we all had afghans, and so Bomber made afghans for all the kids in my generation.
Yes.
You know, my brother, my sister, but also my cousins and stuff. And as far as I know, I'm the only one in the family who still has mine. So it's on the back of my couch right now. Donna also says, Stenny, we especially thought of you last week when we were in New York City and saw two shows. One of them is called Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York. And the other one is Daniel Radcliffe in Every Brilliant Thing, which I've heard so many good things about.
Well, I have to tell you something, students.
Okay.
Donna, stay tuned. Just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Okay, yeah. Stay tuned. She continues by saying, we were seated on the stage for the latter, which was an interesting perspective. Yeah, I've seen they do some shows like that in New York where they put some of the audience on the stage.
Well, and I have to tell people, Donna has a fantastic blog.
Oh,
called
yeah.
Suitcase Tales.
And I haven't been able to read it lately, and I'm so sorry.
It's so easy. If you'll go to her Facebook page, you'll see a link for it, and you'll find it.
Yeah.
She writes so beautifully about the trips that they make.
Yes, she does. It is the place to go to read. And
she
really is a lovely writer. Thank you guys for keeping that
Suitcase
Tales blog going.
Donna, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, Donna. Don't tune us out. I guess Bette's got something for you coming.
I have a little thing that's I thought was nothing, but maybe it's not nothing.
Maybe it's a little something. I saw a reel of Daniel Radcliffe on, I don't know, he was being interviewed, and he was talking about, he said that during a performance of the show, there was an audience member who was seated on the stage. I hope it wasn't you, Donna, but he kept saying he, so I don't think it was you. But apparently that person, well, during a scene when Daniel wasn't talking, you know, he's not in the light, but he's still on stage. And this audience member was going, Dan, 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 just trying to get his attention and talk to him while he's working. He said during intermission, they moved him out into the, audience because he was on stage.
Get
but
this man
him.
Out. He yeah, needs, get him, a, get he him needs out. A cold drink.
Can't be fucking talking to me while I'm trying to work. Anyway, she says, have a great show. I continue to listen to episodes while I'm hiking in Pocahontas State Park.
I love their hiking.
Thank you, Donna. It's been lovely to hear from you.
Oh, love it.
We appreciate you commenting when you can. Thank you so much. And it's lovely also that you think of me when you go to the theater. That makes me really happy, actually. I love for people to think of me when they go to the theater. Everybody, thank you for your shout-outs. Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
Woo! Okay. Movies. I have
a
movie.
You got a movie.
It's the last 2 weeks, basically. Just
I was hoping to have a movie or a binge watch today, and it was just so beautiful. I went out for a drive. So
hey,
there you go.
Nothing wrong with that. A drive is good for your soul, I'd say. I do have a movie, though. I managed to squeeze it in yesterday. My movie is Wine Country, with Amy Poehler and Rachel Dratch and Maya Rudolph. Tina Fey is in it a little bit, too.
Oh, all the SNL girls.
Yes, exactly. And some others whose names I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it too much. It's women of a certain age. Well, I guess they're all around 50. It's the purpose is they're celebrating Rachel Dratch's character's 50th birthday. And so they all go for a weekend together in Napa, in wine country, for wine tasting, and they rent a
house.
They're
all younger than me, that's okay.
Yes, they're younger than me, too, but not by much. You know, so I could relate to it. You know, they're all, you know, entering menopause and talking about those sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's fun. How could it not be fun with that group of gals, right? You know, they're fun. But it's not much, and, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody that you need to rush right out and see it. But if you happen to cross it, I think you might enjoy it. I mean, it's not a bad movie. It's just not one that there are so many other better movies that you could see if you've got time. You know, if you haven't seen Flow yet, for example, I would put Flow above Wine Country.
Right.
But you know, Wine Country's all right. It's like Bridesmaids. It's just like Bridesmaids.
Or
it's basically Bridesmaids a couple years later.
You know,
I honestly, I don't have a whole lot to say about it. It's good. But
okay.
It's not huge. It's
hey,
not special.
I've seen movies exactly like that.
Yeah. I mean, thumbs up. I wouldn't give it a thumbs down.
Yeah.
But, you know, I already can't remember the names of any of the characters or anything. That might say more about me and my current mental state than the movie itself. But, you know, it's good, but it's not groundbreaking. Let's put it that way. All right. Niblet, what do you have next for us?
Well, I have something called... and this came from last week of my birthday. My fucking birthday. That I got the best card from my sister. She gave me a great card.
Yay.
That had a cat on the front.
Cats are good.
Looking at, just intently looking at a piece of birthday cake with a candle on it. And they said... Uh-huh. And it was like, you put this flame on it so I couldn't go out and, you know.
so I couldn't knock it over.
And it said, well played.
Well played.
And that's a thing that my sister and I say.
Yes.
Well played. And so this is my thing. Well played 2026.
Right.
Well played. Because, you know, this has been the worst year ever for me and for my family and for
Patton
Brown. But I thought it was going to get better because, you know, I had, you know, when I was in rehab, not that kind.
Right. Amy Winehouse rehab.
Right. They said I would come out and I would get home health care.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I would get rehab and I would.
Yeah. And you know, PT I've, and all of that.
Right. And, you know, I've still been doing all my leg exercises every day. I'm really trying so hard, people.
Yeah.
But they, after the rehab, they said I had to go to my doctor, who's now Ashley at Bluestone Clinic.
Yep.
And get all that set up. And so I was ready to do that, and I saw her, and she spent the whole time changing all of my meds and getting me two new meds and changing the, you know, the doses of others.
Yeah.
And she said, now I want you to change your meds and do this for me. And then we'll take the home health people out after you've done it for a while. And they'll take your blood and they'll, you know, do whatever.
Okay.
And so I've been waiting for, because patiently. I want PT. I want people to come out to me. And so finally I got a call that said my person for home health care would come out on Wednesday of this week.
Yeah.
And I said, when? And they said, we know not.
We know not when.
Yeah.
No, Wednesday. Between midnight and midnight.
To quote Rowan Atkinson, we know not whence.
He came.
But I got a call, and it was a girl, a little girl. She sounded like she was like 7 years old.
Okay.
And her name was Erin, and she said, well, I'm here, and I'm going to come out, and I'm going to do your PT. And I said, fantastic. Out. Pat said, go out, and I got there right in the house, and I was ready.
Yeah.
And she came out. And she was so sweet. She was the sweetest girl ever.
All right, good.
But she told me, now you're going to have to tell me about your story because I have nothing. I just have your name. I have nothing telling about
that's ludicrous.
What you are. And I said, well, if that's Bluestone Clinic, I understand that because they don't do anything. Right. And so I told her my whole life story another time.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, so what am I here for?
For God's sakes.
She said, am I here to manage your meds? And I said, well, my meds are okay. You're here to give me PT. And so she said, oh, okay, you're PT. And she said, we do physical therapy and occupational therapy,
right.
And I said, well, I don't need occupational therapy. I work at a desk. And she said, well, that's not really what occupational therapy
is. No, it's not.
And I said, well, I understand that. But, you know, it's just what I do. And she said, so you work from home? And I said, no. I go out every day in my life to work at work.
Right.
And I have to tell you, this sweet little Erin just went, put her hands on her face and went, boo!
What?
And she said, you go out to work?
You leave here and go to a business?
And I said, yes. And she said, oh my God, I can't do physical therapy for you if you're not homebound.
Oh.
And homebound means you don't go out to work.
Don't go out at all, right. Oh.
And I pretty much lost it. And she pretty much lost it. And
yeah,
she
just
kept saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I said, it's not your fault.
No, it's not.
Not your fault at all. But the thing of it is, people, I went to Encompass, the rehab place.
Right.
And, well, before I went there, I was in the ER, you know,
right,
at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I told everybody in my life, yeah, I mean, I had to have told 15 people,
right,
that I go to work and it's hard. And this right, is so hard to do it.
Right.
And you know, I want to blame so many people, but the one I want to blame the most is the quote unquote administrator whose face was on my, you know, page when I was at Encompass, who said, oh, I'm going to get you out there. I'm going to get you out there and we're going to get you in home health care.
Right.
Well, she knew.
Yeah.
She knew I went out to work every day.
Yeah.
Every therapist knew I went out to work every day.
Right.
Nobody told me I couldn't have home health after this.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like a general clusterfuck.
It was a clusterfuck of biblical proportions.
Red tape.
Yeah, and so now I'm there, and I hope, I mean, I haven't tried yet because it just fucked me up and made me so mad
I
haven't tried.
Right.
But maybe now I'll go out to another place, you know, the rehab center in Beefield.
Right.
That will help me. I mean, I'm like I said, I'm still doing my leg exercises.
Yeah.
But I really, really want to keep trying and keep making my legs hard. And and it's been, that was the worst.
That's very frustrating.
It was just the worst.
What I will say is this, listeners, Bette's phone rang while we were recording, and we're not sure whether she finished her previous segment, but all we know is she's having difficulty getting that home health care, and hopefully it'll get worked out. I'm not sure who you talk to about it. Maybe your doctor, but you know, I would say good luck getting that resolved, and I hope that it is resolved for you soon. And now I will do my next segment. Is that cool?
Yes.
Is that where we are? All right.
Just do Woo. Your thing, sweetie.
I have a pet story.
Meow, 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 meow. I want to hear some pet stories.
Oh, and it's a continuation.
It is. It is a pet
story
continued. A continuation of last week's pet story. If you guys recall, last week I was telling you about a stray cat who's been making himself known to me. He just comes and sits on my porch and looks in my window, like cats do. You know what? I think it's the cats. I think it's the cats that he loves. I think he comes and he just enjoys sitting on the other side of the sliding glass door from my cats. I think that's all it is. I don't think it's me so much. Because when I go out, he gets scared and runs away. I have seen him a few more. I named him Friday. I have seen him a few more times. But, you know, when I put food out for him, he'll have a couple bites, but he's not, like, starving. So somebody else is clearly feeding
him. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. He's clearly getting food. I don't know if he has a warm place to
sleep. But he needs people.
He might need people. He certainly needs a doctor because he's got a bad limp and his legs are all weird and his spine seems to be kind of out of joint as well. So, you know, my hope is that I can get him to trust me at some point, and then I can maybe try to get him to a vet and see if we can fix whatever's wrong with him. But in the meantime, over the last week, a few more cats have been coming around my house.
Oh, my God.
It's like the word got out that there's good snacks at Heidi's
place.
You
are the cat lady.
I'm the cat lady. Well, now, all right, so here's the thing. These cats, these new cats that have been coming around, there's two of them. So I've given them names, of course, because I can't have cats visiting me without having something to call them. So there have been two cats that have visited me this week. I gave one of them treats, but the other I just said, you know, it's pretty late at night. I don't think I want to encourage you.
I can just kind of see you in your new place with a line of cats.
This is the thing, you know, to get into your house. So the two cats. So one of them is a black cat, long-haired black cat with a little white patch on his chest. And I named him Wilford because he reminds me a little bit of Wilford Brimley. But he or she is quite stout and has a beautiful sleek black coat. So clearly has a home. Clearly has it's from a good home. And will not need me to feed him and does not need a warm place to sleep. He looks like he's very well taken care of. Now, I don't know why he's outside. He's not supposed to be outside. None of the cats are supposed to be outside. But he's come by and said hello a couple times. And then, what night was it? Tuesday night, Monday night, something like that, around 11. I'm sitting in the living room watching TV. I'm nowhere near the door, but I can hear Lincoln out here by the front door going, meow. Yeah, just making little cat noises. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if we've got another visitor. Maybe Friday's back. So I come out and I look. And out on the porch is this beautiful Blue Point Siamese, which is not a cheap cat, I can tell you.
Oh.
Just a beauty. A beauty, a full beauty. So,
Siamese, if you please.
If you please, exactly. So that one I named Princess because she's clearly very well cared for. So these are just the cats in my neighborhood. And then Friday finally came back for another visit yesterday. So I guess Fridays are the days that he likes to come by. Friday's a good day.
Well, and you know, some of those cats may have homes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They come out to you.
So I'm certain that these two new cats that showed up, I am certain that they have homes. They are neighbor cats. They're owned by somebody. I've seen them around in the yard.
And I think they are too. They just know where to go, though.
Yeah, sure. Well, I don't know. Maybe they saw the other cat
friend's
coming here and
house.
Went, maybe there's something good to eat. Exactly. Let's go over to Lincoln and Scout's
When you
place,
go to
you know.
Your mom's friend's house, that's
exactly.
what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's my pet story continued. Nothing else new going on there. I did just receive today. It's on my front porch. I haven't even brought it in yet. I received the cat house that I think I talked about last week. I'm going to assemble that, put it on the porch, and put a little cat bed in there. And that way, if Friday does not have a warm place to sleep at night, he will. He will have. There will be a safe place for him to be.
Of course.
And I'll set the Wi-Fi camera up there, and we'll see who uses it. Maybe a lot of cats in the neighborhood will use it. Maybe raccoons.
Oh.
Maybe possums. We'll find out.
Oh, that'll be fun on your Facebook page.
I can't wait. Yes, I can't wait. Yeah. All right, Niblet, tell us your low light.
Well, I'm going to completely get rid of the low light.
Oh, we're skipping the low light. Okay.
But because you need to edit.
That's true.
Bless you. And it's ugly.
Thank you so much.
And it's stupid, and I can't get rid of it.
All right, now we do. Fuck off, Donald Trump.
Fuck off, Donald Trump, you piece of orange turd sickle.
You're garbage. And fuck off, Kristi Noem. And thank
God
she's gone. Well, she's not gone yet. Apparently, she's stepping down at the end of the year or something like that. But fuck her. Ugh, what a bitch. Who rules?
But I have two U rules this week.
I want to hear about your U rules. Let's do
And both of them are celebrity U rules. They're just not people in my life. They're people in my mind that I love.
Yes.
And the first, and thank you, Donna. Oh, Donna. Is for Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe, all right.
I knew he was doing a lot of stuff. I knew he had a play on Broadway.
Yeah. He's got a new TV show, too.
Oh, yes.
It's supposed to be very good.
And I saw one episode of it, and it was good.
Okay.
But he was on the Stephen Colbert show.
Oh, was he? I haven't seen that.
Oh, if you can find it, Steve.
I'm sure I'll find it on YouTube,
Because first of all, I have loved Daniel for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
After the Harry Potter things, and he went out to other things.
Yes. He took great lengths to distance himself, but to say, "Hey, there, I have other things I can do."
Exactly. Yep. He just did what he did, and he's wonderful. And now,
yes,
apparently he has a wife and a kid and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he was on the Stephen Colbert show, and of course, they found themselves talking about Tom Lehrer.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, my favorite thing ever is Daniel Radcliffe doing the Element song.
Is that on Graham Norton, I think?
I think it was on Graham Norton.
Yep.
But he and Stephen talked so much, and they went through all of the Tom Lehrer songs.
Oh,
and they just went back and forth, you know, throwing lines. You know, that's the thing I love. I love great conversation.
Yes.
And those two had such a great conversation about something that they loved. And
it happened to be something that you also love.
Exactly. And I just love that Daniel Radcliffe was there. And he's so smart.
I love him.
Well spoken.
Yes.
He is not the kind of Hollywood star you'd think of. He's something else.
Yeah, exactly.
He's something good.
I agree. He is great.
And my second celebrity, You Rule, is again for the Avett Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, last week I think did I tell you about this? I don't know.
Maybe.
But there's a show I love called A Chef's Life, which a girl is a chef in a place in North Carolina.
Yeah, I think you've told me about it. I don't recall if it was on the show or just in chat.
I think it might have been after.
Yeah,
She was so excited that in the restaurant that she made, that the Avett Brothers were going to come out there in their tour bus and eat.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And this week, the very next week, she went to another place to go to a place where you know, in Northern Carolina, where you know you're doing a thing with all of the things you cook.
And okay, so one like of the, some trade show or something.
A trade show, exactly.
Okay. Great, okay. Because you described it as a thing where you're doing a thing, and I wasn't sure what that meant.
Well, you got it.
Good. Hooray.
But they went out there, and at the end of the show, for the second week ever, show, the Avett Brothers were singing for all of the people there. And, you know, I just love them so much.
I love those boys who write
and sing and do so much. And they're just such good people.
They are. I agree.
So those are my two You Rules.
All right. Those are good You Rules. I have one You Rule this week. Mm-hmm. And it is for a young man named Dylan Gibson, who is designing lights for my show Kodachrome at the Bellingham Theater Guild right now.
Oh, go!
Now you may have seen. I think you liked this on my Facebook page. You may have seen that I shared a GoFundMe.
Yes,
that GoFundMe is for Dylan. Dylan has a bad heart. He's only like he has a very good heart, but he has a bad heart. Medically speaking, he has a good heart emotionally speaking, but he has a bad heart medically speaking. And he's young. He's in his 20s. His early 20s, I think.
Oh my God!
And he needs a heart transplant at his very young age. Yeah. So I believe it's March 26th. He's going to be placed officially on the heart transplant list to get a new heart.
Yeah.
that means that so he's
but
he's,
oh, that's a hard thing though.
Christ, it's a huge thing, and it's an expensive thing, and he's gonna have to go to Seattle for the procedure. He's gonna need to stay in Seattle for a while, so that he's gonna have to go stay in Seattle until they call and say we've got a heart, because he can't be up here in Bellingham when they call him from Seattle and say, we have a heart ready for you.
Oh,
can
I've
you be here
go
in 10 minutes?
Back to that GoFundMe page.
Yeah, go. I mean, he's hit his goal, but I think he was aiming for 20,000. He's already over that. But honestly,
yes.
If you guys can give more, he will need more. Because heart
for
transplants,
that, I'm sure he will.
They ain't cheap. And you know, he's going to need housing. He's going to need, they're going to need meals. He and also he and his partner Dallas, they have moved. They've been fiancés for a while, and they had, I think, originally planned to get married next year, but they've decided to step it up. So they're actually going to be getting married on March 21st on stage
so
at the Bellingham Theatre Guild. Under the lights that he has designed. Yeah, I wanted to give a U rule to Dylan. He's a great dude. You know, while all this is going on, he's still designing my lights. He's still working on the show. So, it's a big deal. And, if anybody can give, I would, I know Dylan would greatly appreciate it. And if you're not able to give, it's all right. Just send good vibes to him. But I did want to give him a U rule because he certainly does.
Oh,
and I hope
yes.
that he's with us for many, many years to come.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we've done it. We've come to the end of the show.
Yeah. Woo.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning into this week's Hucklebug. We are off next week because I have an all-day rehearsal on Saturday next week.
Yeah.
But we'll be back the week after that, and I think by that time I should be a little better rested. I hope so, anyway. But until that time, thank you for listening to the Hucklebug. I am Stenny.
And I bet now I have to talk to my tax advisor.
Yeah, Bet's going to talk to her tax lady now, who's been calling her all show.
I think I need a credit card to.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Okay.
We'll get Bet. Well, all right.
We'll
get it taken care of. But in the meantime, you guys, we're Bet and Stenny. You've been listening to The Hucklebug. Thank you all, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Until then, bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you. We love you so much. It's a weird time in my life. Okay.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
I love you, by the way. I just want to make sure that you know it.
I love you and I love to cuss, so let's do a goddamn
show. I fucking love cussing.